Warren County Supervisors Meeting, December 18, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda? Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Just have the Danville School Special Election canvas on the agenda today.
Okay.
That's all for now.
Shouldn't take real long time, should it?
No, shouldn't take a long time.
Sheriff Johnstone.
Morning, Jeff. Thankful for the nice weather. We're not dealing with a lot of auto accidents and those kind of things, so. But it is a busy Christmas season, so we are very busy with different things, so. But nothing too wild and crazy right now, so we're thankful for that. I think actually jail population's down a bit, so. But I can address that, so.
Stole my thunder.
But you're all thankful for that, too, so.
Rodney, how's the maintenance department doing since we got a little water down?
Yeah, just had a little water this weekend, got things cleaned up and getting it dried up. So, in the process of that, everything's going, drying up pretty well, so. Doing okay, business as usual, other than that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa, how's the recorder's office?
Busy, busy, busy. Oh, we're just in the middle of a lot of different things. I just got this big, huge box with a lock on it.
Have candy?
Wasn't sure what it was. We're getting ready to send a lot of our aperture cards to get them digitized and in the computer. We're working on the conversion from paper vision going into Eagle Recorder, and that's just, it's just a nightmare. It's just a lot of that kind of thing we're into right now, so we're just keeping really busy.
Okay, well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Angie, how's the safety department?
Good morning. After that, I don't have much to tell you guys. We actually have been, things are going pretty good.
Well, that's good.
So we'll knock on wood and just leave it at that.
How's our...
We want to hear from you.
How's our new incoming county attorney, Lisa?
I'm good. I'm wrapping up private practice this week. I'm taking a few days off before I roll up my sleeves and get to work.
Okay. Thank you. How about the jail, Doug? I know Mike stole your thunder from you, but I'm glad to hear it. You can tell me that twice.
He did. Okay. Well, our population is down. It's at 74 this morning.
Wow.
And we have some plans to take some to different prisons, so.
Yeah.
Going well. We're working hard on with Rodney and his crew on getting a new control board put together and get that lined up shortly after the new year, hopefully. So, things are looking good.
Ken, how's the seal region doing?
Real good. During the past week, I heard that our region was awarded technical assistance for an evidence-based practice called individual placement and support. So it's a supported employment program where we're gonna have people from the federal level come down and train us on how we can help people with mental illness get jobs and have training and supported employment with that. So we're signing up providers right now to get the training, and it's gonna be, it's all provided through a grant. We're one of two regions in the state that were awarded this special grant for training. So,
good.
That's I'm spearheading it, so all the providers are working with me right now to get signed up. So,
well, that's thank great. You for doing that.
Yeah.
Paul, how's the IT department?
Good, keeping busy like always. Ran into a little snag there over the weekend, late Sunday night and early Monday morning with our storage, which caused some interruptions for the jail and dispatch. Came in, got that all fixed up, and thankfully had the maintenance keeping us company since they were down here as well. So, but other than that, nothing real new to report. So.
Thank you. Krista, how's the health department doing?
Good morning. We're doing well over there, just keeping busy. Nothing new to report, really.
Thank you. Chris? How's the conservation.
Gary, we've got an agenda item today for our new natural resource manager who starts at the first of the year, so that'll get us back up to full staff, which is great, finally. And I just found out that last night we sold out Memorial Day for Three Hollow for reservable sites.
That's good. That's good news.
Not if you're on the camp there and haven't got your reservation yet. But yeah, and we've got, I don't know, several reservations coming throughout the other weekends. May is always the crazy busiest month for us because we have something going every single weekend that month. And so I guess, you know, the takeaway message is if you want to camp in Big Hollow this summer, get your reservation in now.
Ryan Carter, how's secondary roads?
Good morning. Doing all right. It's a mild afternoon. Guys are still trying to do a little blading when it's bright conditions. So that's going along, and I haven't received official notice, but we had applied for a grant for a smaller portion of Iowa City Road for the paving project. It sounds like we may receive a portion of that at least. So that's I think that's good news. And as I know more, I'll pass it on officially. So.
Okay, thank you.
That's to make the concrete wider?
Yeah, it was to allow us to put, it'd be basically 2 foot wider both sides, and we'll probably install rumble strips.
Cool.
To minimize runoff the road accidents. So it was a safety related grant.
Will that go all the way through or just from the?
Nope. It'll go all the way through.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good.
So. So yeah, I think that's a good thing, and so we'll start working towards that.
Jared, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning, how's that?
Zach and I are keeping busy as always. Just about to wrap up our first full year here with land use. We had a subdivision out for review, but we had a couple of comments related to the septic permit and the some easements for the property, so it looks like we'll be postponing that until the next meeting. But apart from that, nothing particularly eventful, as usual.
Okay, thank you. Amy, how's the county attorney's office? Winding down for you?
Winding down. Busy but good. I think this is probably my last board meeting, so I just want to say that I've had the privilege of working with some pretty amazing people over the last 20 years here in Des Moines County.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. Except for you, Bob. You're special. So I'm very fortunate to have had a career that I've loved and enjoyed and been surrounded by great people. There's too many to thank individually. I wouldn't want to leave someone out, but Des Moines County's got some great people working for it, and the public. I'm very honored to have served the public here in Des Moines County, and I've appreciated their support all these years, you know, getting phone calls and just running into people at the grocery store, and they thank me or give me a hug and appreciate the work that I do. So that's really meant a lot, and I have greatly appreciated that. There's, you know, it's a wonderful community, and I'm going to miss it, but I'm ready to move on, and you know, I'm leaving the office in the best shape that I possibly can, and you know, we've got great office space. Been working, you know, with IT. We just had dark fiber put in to increase our internet connection. I've always tried to stay ahead of the curve with technology in our office. So, you know, Ms. Schaefer's getting a pretty good office with some great staff, and people in my office are wonderful people. So, I just I'm excited for what's next, and thank you all for having me be a part of, you know, the environment here at Des Moines County. So thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Sounds like you're going to jump right out of the fire, jump out of the pan into the fire.
Oh, I don't think so. I think, you know, and the people of Lee County have reached out to me, and they've been wonderful, and I'm excited. So I think it'll be a good fit, and yeah. I'm looking forward to that next step.
Yeah. So,
well,
that's good.
Yep.
Well, I sit on the board with two of them supervisors, and they're both tickled to death that you're going to work for them.
Yeah, I've heard the assessor's kind of excited too that I'm coming. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity, and their supervisors there are wonderful too. Yeah. So.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
I don't see any correspondence. Do you have any correspondence?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Okay, it's time for public input station number one. Anybody from public would like to speak?
Yeah.
Kent Selters, 1454 Penn Road, Weaver, Iowa, Lee County. Welcome to Lee County, Amy.
Thank you, Mr. Selters.
I've got two items today. First item would be I need to give you a report on a call I received from one of your department heads and boil it down to a request for a future agenda item. The second item is about a new trend that's going on that I need to brief you on, even offer you a free training, informal training seminar for. First item, even though I live in Lee County, I have friends and relatives, taxpaying friends and relatives all over Des Moines County. And I got called into the action on this issue when shortly after the jail expansion plan showed up in the paper. After that, I sent you guys a letter and a DVD. I don't know if you've had a chance to go over it or not. But the reason I went through the effort to come down here today is because I really don't like it when people try to slide big stuff through in through the shadows, nor do I tend to get a little irked when public employees get injured for no reason. And to give you background on my administrative side of incarceration, back in the 80s, I was called in as a union rep a few times, ISP, and then I was on the Board of Supervisors when we went through all that jail crap that Des Moines County had. Anyway. As far as employees getting injured, I don't get irked for the reason you might think. I get irked because injuries to public employees feed fad news. And fad news feeds the overcompensation of public employees. And anyway, I'll get to it. I don't know how much the difference in philosophies has been talked about, be it linear or podular. But the current jail is a podular design. And just so you know, it was built out there where it's at for $3 million with accommodations for expansion. The alternative was to spend $13 million to build it downtown with no accommodations for expansion. Now, the issue isn't going to be whether or not the jail needs expanded at some point in time. Fact is that's why we built the current one with the accommodations for expansion. The issue is going to be whether or not I sent a letter, and in that letter I put in there that I haven't heard about the numbers to form an opinion on it. Shortly after I sent that out, Mr. Johnstone was kind enough to call and give me quite a few details. The details being that the per diem that Lee County is charging is actually the same as what your internal cost of operation is, your own per diem. What you guys pay to house your own people, okay, for your own inmates. I don't know if you want to call them people or not. Anyway, and that's, what is it, $45, $50 a day, something like that. Anyway, he told me a new number that I don't think anybody's heard, and that was $6 million. So basically, here at some point in the future, Johnstone's going to be wanting $6 million to convert the current jail from podular to linear. Now, I don't know why he wants to see it go linear, but I can tell you that there's a lot of good reasons Des Moines County went podular, and there's a lot of good reasons ISP went podular. And I'm hoping you'll find out what those are. But bottom line on that is the request for a future agenda item is that the cat was already let out of the bag that there was consideration going on for expansion. But the issue is going to be, does it stay podular or does it get converted to linear? And be quite frank, Mr. Johnstone, over the phone, Mr. Johnstone really had nothing no use for podular whatsoever. So that's going to be an issue when it comes up when you guys get into it. So for a future agenda item, I'm hoping you guys will look into the reasons that it went podular in the first place. And I can tell you, employee safety is one of them. And cost is another, but it's actually, think of podular as a direct line of sight to all the inmates, okay? Linear is not. Linear is where you got a whole line of cells. Anyway, aside from that, then we had a discussion pursuant to how the employees out there got injured. And I asked him, you know, a special cell search of, you know, murder convict is kind of a big deal. Did they call you and ask for guidance or anything like that? His response was that those people at the jail don't call me and tell me anything. And so I asked him if and how the inmates were restrained before the search, and his response was blamed it on the classification system, and, you know, basically told me they weren't restrained for the search. And to be honest, through all my years, that's the first special cell search that the inmates weren't restrained. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because, like I said, so I'm kind of holding Mr. Johnston responsible for the injuries of those employees. Now, I don't know, you know, and Mr. Johnstone did assure me that he was reviewing policies and procedures to and I was glad to hear the report that now that's been done, your EM-300s, I don't know what you call them today, but your EM-300s are back to normal level, and that's work injury reports. Okay, I'll go on to item two. Back in the days of Jane Quarterman and the guy before that, he went to prison. I can't. But the unions used to care about things like comparisons to the private sector and taxpayer burden and that kind of thing. And this Dan Holman clown doesn't seem to care about any of that. Matter of fact, as I'll go far to say, is Dan Holman is the biggest reason why mental health was privatized and public employees lost the right to negotiate health insurance. One respect I do have for the Republican Party is that they didn't go as far as Wisconsin and just completely eliminate public employee rights, okay? So anyway, and don't underestimate Kim Reynolds, okay? She's probably the first governor in 100 years that has actual county experience with county government. The nice thing is that people with experience in county government tend to have bloody knuckles, so to speak. And you might find her a very valuable asset to Des Moines County. So don't underestimate Kim Reynolds. Anyway, we're in item number two now. So the trend is currently, and it's going to get bigger, it's going to get worse, and Brian, you can talk to Julie. She knows what I'm talking about. Okay. Privatization is getting to be a trend. And so the new responsibility that you guys, that people like Dan Holman have dropped in your lap is how to, here's a reference type thing I got from Taylor a while ago, how to keep public employees from pricing themselves out of business, okay? And if you read far enough to see the part in there about the wage tie, I'll explain the wage tie real quick so you know what it's about. It was funny, shortly after a particular contract was settled and ratified, Kremlmeyer, I don't know if you guys ever heard of him or not, but Kremlmeyer barged into the supervisor's office for a supervisor's meeting and accused Bainey of using me as a hired gun to break the wage tie. I don't know if you guys have the wage tie now or not. That's where the deputies get a certain percentage of the sheriff's salary. And It wasn't Bainey at all that broke the roof. Bainey didn't want the wage tie broken to begin with, but he played the team. He was part of the team, so he took the front on it. But the crux of it was is that the supervisors wanted to break the wage tie because at the time I ran the deputy's wages through the standard comparable, comparisons or comparable, you know, anyway. It showed that the deputy, Des Moines County deputies were getting way overpaid. It was so bad, in fact, up at ISAC once, I got jumped by another supervisor, said, asked me if Des Moines County was crazy, why are we paying the deputies so much? Because the problem is the rules of arbitration and the rules of the compensation board actually have counties in an arms race to see who can pay their employees the most, okay? It's a sad deal, but anyway, that's about it. I actually broke it once. I don't know if you got it back yet or not. But, and it says, and I'm talking to Cahill about how easy it is to break the wage tie, and just to fill you guys in. Just to fill you guys in, a wage tie is not a wage proposal. If you refuse to accept it as a proposal, then you're the only one sitting there with a wage proposal and you're ready to go to arbitration, basically is what it was. Contract negotiations get pretty mean sometimes, okay? So anyway, Tom's been down for a training session or two, but you guys want us, you know, when the weather's nicer, I got a nice wood burning grill. Anyway, the name of the training, little training seminar, will be how to keep your public employees from pricing themselves out of business. Because the trend is privatization is going to get worse. The reason why mental health was done first is because it really actually has the least impact to the voting public. Okay. Next will be jails and prisons. Julie can tell you what's on the list after that, Brian. Okay. So, anyway, the letter recommendation or the thing of recommendation from Cahill is pretty self-explanatory. And it's been fun. Like I say, some days it really needs to be hashed out whether the jail is going to stay popular or go away. Because that's the thing sliding underneath. Okay. Oh yeah, an economic. He's going to use intergovernmental economics as an excuse too. So far, from what I've seen, John Stone is quietly laying the groundwork to convert the jail from popular to lending. That's about it.
So, okay.
You guys get into it.
Yeah, we'll look this over. Thank you.
So you might.
Jim, can I make a comment?
Yeah.
This will be my last meeting because I've retired for the second time on this. After 15 years, I thought maybe it was a good idea that we get a fresh outlook on things. And so Lori Cochran will be taking over for me after the first of the year. And she's eagerly awaiting Brian's 5-year road plan. She does live in the rural part of the county, though, so she will have some appreciation for some things that he might talk about. And I would echo, without having been employed by the county, but I would echo a lot of things that Amy said. I felt very welcomed here. I learned so much about government. That was the thing that I found after a period of time. So I'll be keeping an eye on what you're doing, whether through Lori's articles or the Hawkeye coverage or through it on the radio. So, and the reason I wanted to say that now is that Lori has a funeral that she has to attend. So she's going to leave at 2 o'clock. It will not finish. Anyway, thank you.
Welcome, Lori.
Thank you.
Like I said, you are going to be missed.
Yeah.
You always wrote good articles. Your articles were just about as good as hers. Or no. I certainly appreciate you. You've been here as long as I have.
Longer.
And no worries. Now, I do job. You will be missed. You're very thorough.
Anybody else have anything to say for both? Okay, well, she'll move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $905,477.06.
Move to approve.
Second. Carrie?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Next, we have payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $2,398.91 and non-cash taxable at $81.57.
Move to approve.
Second. Carrie?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have the contract proposal, Amber.
I am here, so if you want to come and turn down, we'll read.
The yes votes received 443, the no votes 257. That gave us 63.29% approval. Majority is required at 60%. So the public measure did pass.
Move to approve.
Second.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Of 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have reports on file. We have the clerk report, the fees collected. We have the sheriff's report for November, and we have the jail stats for November. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. $37,760 more the first 5 months of this official year than what it did last year. That's enough bad news.
Only thing I can say about that, Jim, we put you into rust to straighten it out, and you didn't know how much to straighten that out.
Well, funny that you say that. I was elected the board chairman on this committee. had been reading Friday. So maybe I can do something about it. Maybe I
can. Well, we don't want to quit detaining them. No, we want to take care of them. Yeah. You're the right guy.
And also, I was on the South Iowa Area Crime Commission. The good news is we're going to get $2,740 rebate back from them.
Good job. Good job.
And also, I was elected the chair of that board, too. They call it elected, I call it railroaded. Anyway.
Well, they have good day.
Well, thank you. So anyway, we're...
you can be chair here again.
See if we can't move forward on that. And I also attended a 8th Judicial District Department of Correction Services, and we just went over the budget and everything, and it's still going pretty good. We're still down one probation officer, but if the money comes through, we're looking to fill that position. So that's all I had.
Well, you were busy enough to cover both of us, so
okay.
I did that.
All right. Public input station number two. Anybody from public have anything to say? Okay, shall move for adjournment then.
Okay.